Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic hits.
A woman proposing. Hi Niall and team. I just like these calmer topics. It's just much calmer, isn't it? I have a moral dilemma. My boyfriend and I have been together 6 years. He is 100% the love of my life. I told my friends last week that I was thinking of proposing, and they were all horrified at the idea. They feel like it would be completely demeaning for me to propose to him, and would also take away from him, demasculating him to him as well. I feel like their reaction is a little bit over the top. It's only asking a question at the end of the day. I don't think that's too bad for me to ask. I've dropped a million hints to him to propose, but I just don't think he gets it. He's not that type of guy. He's not really the most romantic person in the world, but he's my man and I love him. Ooh. I watch so many of my friends get married and I'm still on the shelf and it's eating me up inside so much. Is there anything wrong with asking a man to marry you? Or will I make a complete fool of myself? What happens if he says no? Oh, yeah, sorry, Jenny, that can happen. Happens to men too, I think. Anyway, is there anything wrong with a woman proposing? Forget about the leap year business, by the way. Don't be coming on the air and saying, well, she can wait till the leap year because that's a tradition. No, forget about that. I mean, look, this is the world of equality we live in. Yous all want to be equal now. We're all the same. We're not really, by the way, can I just point out? Men and women are very different. But anyway, according to what we're being told, we're all exactly the same. Where we all think the same, we all feel the same, we all look the same, and you can be whatever you want. So why not? If that's what you want, why not? Is it okay for a woman to ask a man to marry them? Have you ever done it? I would love to hear from you. The number is 087-188-0008. How did it work out for you? Do you think it was a bit demeaning that you had to wait? Or maybe you're in a relationship right now where you've been with a guy for a long time and he just isn't popping the question. And you've said numerous occasions, I see Jenny and John are getting engaged. And he's going, really? Yeah. They're together 3 years, you know. We're together 5. Yeah, they got engaged. He bought her a beautiful ring. Did he? Yeah. Let us know. Do you think it's okay for a woman to ask a man to marry her? The number is 087-188-0008. Or is that demeaning? Dave, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Dave?
What's the crack?
Ah, Jesus, Dave. You're the best example I could have used on the air today. Thank you, Ruth.
You need to start this shit. Go on. Have at it.
Now, Dave, you know what I mean? You've been on the air once or twice. We all know your story. You've babies and children hanging out of your yin-yang. Mm-hmm. You know, you've been with the girl. She sounds like a wonderful woman. We've never spoken to her, by the way, but she sounds like a wonderful woman. You paint a wonderful picture of her, by the way.
Oh, she is. She's amazing. Long-suffering, but amazing.
Okay, and how long are you with her?
17 years. 18 in July, actually.
Oh, you should be so proud of yourself.
Mm-hmm. Engaged for 7. Come on, give me a demo.
Okay, would you not just do the decent thing and marry the woman?
I know, we are, to be fair. We're getting the ball rolling.
It's 17 years. That ball has been rolling for some amount of time.
Look, I'm a firm believer in big decisions unless you're 100% sure and judge.
You're breaking up now. Is that intentional? Did you go in purposely into an area with a bad reception?
I just said, after 12 years, right, if she hasn't left me by now, tis a done deal.
But now, when did you get engaged to her?
Something 7 years ago.
So it took you 10 years to ask her to marry you?
12.
So and at any point, was she tempted maybe to ask you?
Oh, no. She hinted at it herself a few times, but I think, like, she preferred, like, she wouldn't be the most traditional person. Like, when we get married, it's not going to be one of these big affairs where we're inviting, like, half the relatives.
Wouldn't be doing that, carry on, no.
No. It'd be, you know, nice kind of quiet little ceremony with just us close family and friends and then a massive hoolie afterwards, you know?
Yeah.
But,
At a wedding, I'm a firm believer, at a wedding, this is my new theory in life, you only want the people there who are actually happy that you're getting married.
Well, that's it.
Like, you don't want Egypt's just there just for the sake of it to give you a present.
To be honest with you, the main thing that put me off really wanting to take the plunge and get married was watching other people get married.
Yeah.
Because like I know so many other fellas, when the whole process was going through, and they were like, there's a guy I know, his missus has notions. Do you know what I mean? She had to get married in this big fancy abbey, and I think the whole day like it cost him about 30 grand. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, mind you, Ruth has just said on my screen, more people, more presents.
Like, you know, we see some people said that to me. They're like, why don't you have the normal wedding? You make loads of money. I'm like, I don't want the money.
No.
I'm not getting married. I'm not getting married for the money, like, do you know?
No, well, the money they give you probably just cover their meal anyway.
But that's it. That's generally what it does. Although I've met some people who've some cost-cutting measures so they can kind of capitalise on the money in the cards, you know?
Yeah. The going rate now is 150, isn't it? 200.
Well, 150 if it's a kind of an acquaintance or a relative, you might not know too well, but if it's a close family member or friend, you're talking 250.
All right, okay. So you can make a fair few quid. Like, if you invite 100 people, you could be coming out of there with 15 grand.
Ah, yeah. I know someone, they had like 200 people at a wedding recently, you know? Right.
That's 20 or 30 grand.
Yeah, you know, and I just like the guy like I was talking about a second ago, I'll be honest with you, the whole way through the whole thing, he was just miserable.
Right.
You know, it kind of put me off for the spot.
Why was he miserable?
Because his missus is a pain in the hole, that's why.
Because she was organising everything, was she?
Oh, yeah. Every time he made a suggestion, the only thing she was short to doing was giving him a little pat in the head and saying, no, you sit there in the corner. Do you know what I mean?
I'll organise everything. You just sit there and pay for it.
Is that what was happening? This is how much of a nightmare she is, right?
Oh, jeez. Her
mother went through his speech and told him not to mention his parents who had passed away.
Oh,
because he'd bring down the mood. You know what I mean? And
I've
heard so many stories.
That's horrendous.
I said to my missus, I was like,
don't be a buzzkill, in other words.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I know your parents are dead, but just don't talk about them. Do you know what I mean?
You'll kill the mood at the wedding.
Yeah, like, we have a joke. Like, I haven't had a haircut since before he got married. So, like, I have a ponytail now, and I keep saying to him, like, what do you think is going to last longer, my ponytail or your marriage?
I tell you the best speech I was ever at a wedding, right? When I say the best, it caused mayhem. So the head bridesmaid, you know, had to say a few words, as did the best man. Head bridesmaid stands up, does the whole thing. I met them here, yada, 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 did all the thing, you know, welcomed, and Mr. and Mrs., whatever your name is. It's great to be your friends. And can I just say as well, and her boyfriend was sitting at the front table, or not the front table, you know, in front of the front table at the circle. Myself and John have just announced today that we're getting married in March. And everyone went, yay! And I go, what a wagon. Imagine doing that at your friend's wedding, taking the attention away from her. Announcing your own wedding.
We see, that could go one of two ways. If you've got really good friends and you're really, really close, your friend might be like, I'm so happy for you. Maybe she said it before.
Nah, there's no bride in the world wants her bridesmaid announcing her wedding from the top table. It's not going to happen.
Or the bride was looking for the nearest sharp implement.
Ruth has just put on my screen, I'd have her removed from the wedding. So let's stay there. Let me just go to Caroline. Caroline, Dave is holding back 10 years to get engaged. He's still not married 7 years later. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Well, yeah. I mean, look, whatever the reasons are, I think everybody deep down knows in their gut whether it's going to happen or not.
Yeah.
Now, if she's at the stage where she's asking people's advice, the person she should be talking to is the guy she's going to marry, not her friends, not, you know, she's supposed to be spending the rest of her life with him.
She says she has thrown hints at him, but he just doesn't get it.
Yeah, well, I mean,
like Dave's wife, I suppose.
If he's really not getting it, well, then there's a thing called simple and plain English.
But that's a proposal then, isn't it?
Not really.
Well,
no,
you just say to him, listen, when you ask me to marry you, for God's sake,
no, you can just say, look, we've been engaged for so long. What are you thinking? Will we set a date or whatever? Go about it like that.
But that is asking him to marry you. That is a proposal of sorts, isn't it? Is that a bit demeaning?
A romantic one, I suppose.
No,
I guess
demeaning.
I was thinking she was going with all bells and whistles and, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're talking about having a conversation around it, yes, why not?
Mm-hmm. I mean, are you married, by the way?
Happily divorced.
Oh, that's right, Caroline. Yeah, I forgot. You're divorced. So, but when you met your husband initially first, how long did it take for the proposal to happen?
Oh, God. You really don't want to know.
The next day, was it? The second date. That's why we're divorced.
Let's just say it wouldn't have been a very conventional one. But anyway.
What, the proposal?
Yeah, yes.
And what do you want to, is it clean? Can you tell us about it on the air? I love stories.
No, we'll save it for another day.
Oh, Dave, now everyone's dying to know, Dave, what this unconventional
is. There an ongoing court case?
Is it in the family law courts as we speak?
Dave, happily stamped, sealed, done, finished.
Good. Dave, did you get down on your knee, Dave?
Yeah, I actually, not that I wanted to make a spectacle out of it, but like our friend group is like really, really close. Like we see them as family. I said I wanted everybody to be there, and I invited all the friends around. And then
for the proposal,
yeah,
That's a bit weird. Go on.
We did it on her birthday. Well, look, we're not the most conventional couple. We went out for her dinner for her birthday. Her family were there, my family were there, friends were there. Turned out there was about 20 something odd people there. I walked around the corner, saw everybody first, and I bottled it.
Right.
I started full on having a panic attack, and then like I got down on one knee, and as she came around the corner, she just stood there looking at everybody, going, "Why are all ye here?" She didn't even notice me. The lads had to start shouting at her to look down.
Right there, you were on your knee, on bended knee.
On bended knee, with a nice sparkly ring in my hand.
Was she impressed with the ring?
She was actually, yeah.
Did she pick it, or did you just pick it randomly?
Oh no, she picked it. No.
So she knew what she wanted.
We went into a jeweler's, and I was like, come on, let's go look at engagement rings for shits and giggles. And this will tell you how cool my missus is. I was pointing at the more expensive ones, and she goes, no, I want that one. I goes, but that's cheaper than them. She goes, but I want that one. I don't care about the price. That's the one I want.
Sounds like Little Britain. I want that one.
she's not one bit materialistic whatsoever.
All right. Caroline, did he do good with your ring?
I actually got it myself.
God. That's still going through the family law courts. No, I'm joking. You paid for it yourself, did you?
I did. Oh, yeah.
Jesus. He was a winner, wasn't he?
Oh. You see why you're divorced.
A keeper there, I can tell you. Are we getting married? Yeah, pay for your own ring there, will you? I haven't got the money. Oh, God. Right.
But anyway.
Okay, so, but Caroline, is it okay for a girl to ask a guy to marry? I mean, is it? I mean, it was always frowned upon, but have times changed enough that it's okay?
I'd imagine so. I mean, you know, we're all human beings at the end of the day. If you're going to spend the rest of your life with somebody, does it matter if the male or the female asks the question?
No, not really. You know? Dave, do you think your missus would be the type that if you hadn't have asked that she would eventually have asked you?
She may have. Like, I told her before, I didn't mind. Like, why is it frowned upon, though, that, like, the woman asks?
It is. They say the only time a woman should ask a man to marry him is on a leap year.
Yeah, but, like, to be fair, like, to this girl who, you know, who's having the issue, right? And she said, like, her fella's not the most romantic guy in the world. Like, and you know this as well yourself, Niall. Like, men can be incredibly vacant at times. You know what I mean? We're not the best at picking up at hints. You know, women like to be subtle and stuff. And there are times stuff like that goes completely over our head, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, maybe just say it straight out to him. Do you want to get married? Yes or no? You know, and then if he does, she can say, right, you want to propose or do I want it? Like, it's not going to take the spark or the magic out of everything, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand why women sometimes don't understand that. I don't want to get into a men versus women argument here today, but I'm sure Caroline will even know what I'm talking about. But sometimes, you were right, men can be quite vacant. And like when a woman says to you, you know, your girlfriend or your wife says to you, what are you thinking about? And you go, nothing. Why can't they understand that we actually can be thinking about nothing? Just nothing.
Oh, I actually do understand that.
Yeah, just nothing.
Yeah, but then, like, you know. then you bottle it and you're like, right, shit, I need to try and think of something. So then you say something and it's either something incredibly stupid or she knows you're lying and it's really thinking about something else.
Yeah, well, then that's when you start to get into trouble.
Yeah, because, you know, I'm looking here that men initiate everything, basically. They initiate the dating. They're usually the first ones to ask a woman to date. They initiate the becoming official. Are we an item, in other words? And then they normally do the engagement. There's a huge burden on us to do everything, really, isn't there?
But do you know what I'd love to know, right? Like, just the logistics of a woman asking a man, like, to marry her, right? So does that mean then that she has to save up 3 months' worth of salary and buy him a ring? Or is it like, right, will you marry me? Yeah, I'll marry you. Right, grab your checkbook. We're going to the jewellers.
Well, that's probably what it's more like, yeah, because he still has to buy the ring, doesn't he? It's a bit, yeah, it's a bit unfair from that point of view if she's asking him.
Doesn't really seem too equal then, does it?
No, it doesn't. Also,
well, at that stage, would there not be joint bank accounts in play?
What, the engagement stage? Well, maybe not, because some people get engaged quite quickly.
How long have they been living together?
It doesn't say them. Now, it doesn't mention living together. It says they've been together for 6 years.
Okay.
Yeah, so they may not be living together.
Okay. Well, yeah. Maybe they're saving, maybe. You know, there has to be something, you would imagine.
You would imagine they're saving for a house or whatever.
Yeah.
Or some doing something together. Or maybe he's not doing that.
If none of that is happening after 7 years, well, then it's time to walk.
It is, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a bit harsh.
Yeah. Because Dave wouldn't have got away with that.
It's a bit harsh.
What? It's a bit harsh, Dave.
Yeah.
I mean, after 7 years, if you're not living together, not sharing your money, whatever about having a joint bank account, which is not as common nowadays as it would have been years ago, but you're not sharing your money. In other words, what's mine is mine, what's yours is yours. Or, you know, what's mine is yours, what's yours is mine. If you're not sharing your money after 6 or 7 years, and you're not saving for a house if you're a young couple, there's a problem.
Well, no, that's fair enough. I thought you just meant purely like the engagement thing. You know, that's just...
No.
Oh, no.
Don't mind Dave. He was just getting defensive there.
He just wasn't listening.
Yeah. I mean, women still expect men to propose because they may believe that the man is supposed to take control of the situation and be proactive, I suppose. There is that thing that women like men to be in control.
And take charge.
Take charge of things.
Yeah.
Hey, Caroline, would you agree as a woman?
Look, I think that's a little bit historic, to say the least.
I don't mean be controlling. I mean just to take control of the situation.
I mean, like, if there's a problem, the man is the one that sorts it out, or the guy, the man is the one you go to. I think that day is gone.
I think you're delusional if you think that's gone. I think the majority of women, and I'm going to put my neck on the line here now and say the majority, actually there was research about it 2 months ago in relation to women wanting men to have a better career than them and all that kind of carry on. The majority of women, there are other, I'm not saying all women, want a man to be in control of a situation and to take control of situations. I'm not saying take control of them, but take control of situations relating to family.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. And, you know, I guess where I'm coming from, maybe in, you know, the nice fairyland or wherever, or perfect romantic world, you know, that could be the case. But in the cold reality of day, I think the women control more, maybe quietly in the sense...
Well, they control the finances. That's still the case, that in a relationship, most women are more in control of finances. That's why advertisers want all these radio stations to have female listeners between the age of 25 and 35, because they spend the most amount of money.
Yeah.
They decide if we're getting a new kitchen. You know what I mean? Not you. The bloke doesn't decide that.
Well, that's what I mean. So therefore, women really only want guys to take control when there's an issue or a problem.
No. So the woman decides we want a new kitchen, right? Okay.
Yeah.
But she will then look to the man, where are we going to get the money for this? And he says, okay, well, let's get a loan or whatever else, and she'll help him to do that. But then when it comes to the kitchen being put in, she'll pick the colour. She'll decide what she wants. But he is the one that has to make sure it's there on the day and it's put in properly. And and he's standing there making sure everything is done right, because she wants him to take control of that situation. But that, by the way, there's nothing wrong with that. As men and women, we have our roles in life. In a relationship.
Yeah, but if you have a guy that can't hammer a nail into a wall, there's not much point to him in standing looking to see if the kitchen is done right. You know, and there are guys like that out there who do exist.
So you don't hammer nails into walls, you put in a plug and you put in a screw.
See what I mean? Dave knows his stuff.
And there are women who can change plugs and, you know, sort out, you know,
there are.
Change their own punctures and do things like that too.
Yeah, but there are, but you would have to admit that when it comes to the DIY, the majority of times it's the men that do it.
Well, I know a girl who got a set of tools for Christmas one year and was very happy with it.
I'm not doubting that for a minute. I'm not doubting for a minute, but that still doesn't prove the point that women are more into DIY than men. Okay, now let me just go to Angela. Stay there for a second, both of you. We're going off the topic now. Angela, is it okay for a woman to propose to a man?
Sure, Jesus, I was like, I'll be on the show tonight now at this stage.
Yeah, and is it okay for Dave to wait 17 years to do the right thing? Sorry, no, go ahead, I didn't mean that.
Of course it is, because I'm going to a wedding this weekend where they've waited 22 years.
Oh, jabers.
Now, suck it boiling.
And actually, I know my sister.
For those listening, he said suck it. That, I just want to make up, in case you misheard what he said that time to the medium of radio.
Suck it.
So, 22 years?
Yes, 22 years they're together.
Wow.
And they got married in Vegas there last week.
In Las Vegas.
Las Vegas. And the wedding's on this weekend. Yay, it's going to be
The reception. And where's the reception on here?
Kilkee.
Okay, so they got married in Vegas, came home, and they're having a bit of a hoo-ha, then a party for everybody.
Yeah, a bit of hoo-ha. We're all getting all done up and everything, like, you know, because it's a wedding.
They probably have a grown-up family and everything at this stage, have they?
Yeah, they do. They do. Daughter and son.
Okay, well, that's nice. I think that's nice that they're actually getting married. I think it's lovely.
Yes, I know. And actually, next year, two other friends of mine are getting married, and they're together. Jeez, they've been together 22 years as well.
Yeah. Well, I mean, by the time Dave gets married, his children will be driving him to the wedding. Do you know what I mean? That seems to be... What? No, I didn't know. I don't think it's great. I know. I think he should be doing the right thing. Make an honest woman of her.
I personally don't understand the way. I don't. It's like, you know, geez, if you're together 22 years, why didn't you do it after 3 or 4?
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. If you don't have the money, sometimes weddings can be a little bit expensive. Even a small wedding can cost a few quid. And I get that. I do understand that. But it doesn't have to cost a huge amount of money to get married.
It doesn't have to. No, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you can get married for a couple of hundred quid if you really if you really love the person. That's what you really want to do, Dave. You can get married for a couple of hundred quid.
Yeah, I think maybe it's a generational thing. Like you're from an older generation than mine, and
oh Jesus,
you have much more of a Walt Disney kind of view on marriage and love and stuff. And which, don't get me wrong, I'm not giving out. I mean, a man your age to still have that.
Oh
Jesus,
how many times have you mentioned my age in the last 10 minutes?
I was at a real fair going for you now.
Yeah, the old zero frame is fine. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I do think that there's absolutely no problem in a girl asking a guy.
Yeah, I don't think there is either, if that's what she wants. But here's the thing, Dave makes a really good point, right? So if a woman is to propose to a man, does that mean she has to get down on her knee and use her last 3 months' salary for a ring for him?
Not a hope. She can get down the knee, but he's buying the ring.
There you go, yeah, there's equality for you.
Yeah, equality in action.
What she could do is, because we had them, is she could buy him an engagement ring.
Yeah.
She could buy him an engagement ring because my ex-husband, I bought him an engagement ring. So she could do that.
Yeah.
Which would be a nice touch.
Karen bought me a beautiful ring going back a couple of years ago.
Oh, Karen. Oh.
I'm only saying. Yeah. What did you do to her? Sorry, Caroline.
What did you get her?
Oh, I bought her beautiful rings as well.
There you go.
Yeah.
So everybody's happy.
Yeah, everybody's happy.
Oh, come here. I have never seen anyone as happy as I have with Niall Boylan and Karen.
Oh, but anyway, before everybody gets sick on their lunch, let's move on from that. So, Angela, you don't think it's demeaning because her friends have told her it's demeaning.
Well, they're not friends if they say something like that.
Yeah.
She loves him. She adores him. She wants to spend the rest of her life with him. What's the shame in that? Why would you feel demeaned by that?
Well, her friends were saying it may be demasculating. Dave, is it demasculating?
God, no. No, not at all. If anything, he probably... Oh, Jesus, she got it out of the way. Nice one.
Yeah. So she's done it now. Sorry, Caroline. Yeah.
Niall, I think it would be more demeaning if she stayed with a guy who had no intention of marrying her.
Yeah.
At least if she asks, she'll know one way or the other.
Yeah, exactly.
You have your answer.
See, it must be tough for a girl if she's with a guy a long time, really loves him. And okay, sometimes guys just don't get the hints too quickly. But, you know, and she's saying things to him like, oh, I see Paul and Jenny got married or got engaged the other day. And he's kind of going, yeah, really? Yeah, he got her a lovely ring. Really? And then nothing else is said, and she's kind of brokenhearted that he's not even thinking about it.
But they are engaged, you said, aren't they?
Who?
This girl is engaged.
No.
No, she's going to propose to
him. No, she wants to propose to him. They're not engaged.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
Yeah, 6 years. It's a bit long, isn't it? Anyway, I've got to go to a break. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. Thank you, Angela. Thank you, Dave. Do the right thing, Dave, for God's sake. Thank you very much indeed, Caroline. Slagging me over my age. Just because I'm 59 doesn't mean, and you're younger doesn't mean you have to have value on marriage. Marriage is about commitment, Dave, if you're still listening. Anyway, is it okay for a woman to propose? Is it all right for a woman to propose to a man? I mean, would you? I mean, maybe you have proposed to your boyfriend or your husband, if you might be now. You know, historically, women had been, I suppose, considered too emotional and irrational to be trusted to select a good husband. That was the mindset, which continued, I suppose, to inform how love marriages evolved. Because men, supposedly, had more to lose by getting married. They were considered to be the more rational, level-headed decision makers of the time. And that's where the tradition comes from. You know, that men chose the wife. Now, you don't have to agree with the tradition because we live in a very modern world. But still, I do believe that women still look to men to take control of a situation. Not to be controlling of them, but to take control of situations. Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. Like if I said to women listening today, who organises the holidays? You know, who books the flights? Who women pack the bags? Do you understand? I think we all have a role in life. I don't think there's anything wrong with those roles. It doesn't demean anybody. But I think when it comes to marriage, I think it's up to a guy to propose to a woman. And I think if you got to a point where the woman has to propose to a man out of desperation, I think you're probably in the wrong relationship. Just reminding everybody, by the way, don't forget your clocks go back on Sunday morning at 2 o'clock in the morning. So Saturday night, 2 o'clock in the morning. You get an extra hour in bed, basically, or an extra hour sitting up watching Netflix, whichever you like yourself, whichever you're having yourself. That's what I'll be doing. Anyway, but they do want to get rid of daylight saving. I'll talk about that in a few minutes if I get a chance to just remind people about it again and where it actually came from, because it's a ridiculous idea, to be honest with you, that we still do that to this day and age. It's ridiculous. Daft. There was a purpose to it back 100 years ago, but there isn't a purpose to it now. Shay, you're in Ireland. Classic Hits Radio. How are you?
I'm not too bad.
Good. Now, Shay, you and your wife, what's your beautiful wife's name?
Kira.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You and Kira, when did you first meet Kira?
Oh, Jesus. I don't know, 15 years ago, 16 years ago.
Okay. And
don't be asking me dates.
Jeez. I hope Kira's not listening, Shay. What? By the way,
down the Midlands, hope you're not.
Shay, what's your wedding anniversary? What date is it?
29th of January.
Okay, well, at least as long as you remember that every year, you'll be okay, all right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So how long were you with her before she popped the question to you?
3 years, I think. No, 2 years. 2 and a bit years.
Okay, and was there talk about getting married before that?
It was mentioned a few times. Like, one of my mates was getting married not long before me, but I always said marriage is the thing of the past. Once you have a mortgage on that kind anyway.
Well, you're stuck together, yeah, probably. But so
you can get away from a mortgage, you can't get away from a mortgage.
No, you can't, unless you pay it back. Anyway, so in relation to why you didn't ask her first, why did she drop a few hints before she eventually asked you?
She probably did, but as the other people had said, like, I'm not very good at picking up hints.
So they kind of went over your head, like.
Yes. Yeah.
And was there ever a mention of, do you want to have a quick look in the jeweler's window, or, you know what I mean?
Probably, but I was too interested in something else.
Oh, Shay. So, the night she proposed to you, or the day she proposed to you, what? Give us the circumstances, and what did she do?
It was my birthday, and she got me an Xbox. And I was playing football on the Xbox, and then she handed me a card and told me to read the card, and of course, I opened up and says, oh, that's lovely, put it down beside me. Kept playing me game of football.
So you didn't even read it properly?
And then, yeah, I got screamed at to read the card.
Right.
And I was wondering... And I was wondering why she had a drink in her hand. And then when I read it for you, would you marry me on the end of it? And she had an engagement ring and all there that used to be wedding band.
So she had a ring for you?
A very nice ring, yeah.
Ah, Shay. And you're there sitting there empty-handed?
I'm not having PlayStation.
You know, your Xbox controller. Yeah, your PlayStation. Your Xbox. But you didn't have a ring to give back to her?
No, I haven't got a clue, but...
Oh, were you delighted?
I was shocked.
Were you emotional? Or were you thinking to yourself, my wallet's getting lighter now?
No comment.
So wait, did you go out and get her ring then?
A friend of mine got married a few weeks later, and we were flying over. He was getting married abroad in Spain. So we were flying over to look at places with them. And so we were only landed and we got carted off to walk around in 30 degree heat. About 15, 20 different jewellers. And the first jewellers we were in was the end of going back to that one at the end of the day and buying the ring there.
So you bought her a ring there?
Yeah.
I'm assuming you paid for it, did you? Or did you make her pay for her
own
ring?
I did pay for it, yeah.
That's all right. What is it?
Mine was more expensive.
Yours was more expensive, was it?
It was.
Does it have a few diamonds in it or something?
No, it's just the thickness of it and stuff.
All right, okay. Thick gold one, is it?
White gold and yellow gold, yeah.
All right, okay. So, and was she happy enough that she had to propose to you, or do you think it was out of desperation?
I don't know. Maybe she had too much drinking or something.
So when did you get married then? How long after did you get married?
About a year later, yeah.
All right, okay. You're still happily married. I'm glad.
Still only back from my holidays there with the kids and everything, yeah.
Okay, many kids have you got now?
Two boys.
I hope your kids are listening. How old are your boys?
11 and 10.
Okay, if those kids are listening, take after your daddy. He's a wonderful man, but when it comes to marriage, don't take after your daddy.
Right. Don't listen to your daddy. That's the easier way.
Yeah. Do you think men generally get the hint?
No.
No. Do you think most of them just, it goes over their head like?
No, unless it's told to them.
Unless it's told to them. Unless a woman drops a few hints like.
We're getting married.
stay there for a second. Sarah, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Sarah?
I'm there, Grant.
You're listening to Shay here. He's playing his Xbox while she's...
You know, he's got a woman there that he should keep. That's
a keeper, absolutely.
And I'd wrap the Xbox around his neck for not reading
you'd
the card properly.
You'd have wrapped the Xbox around his neck.
For not reading the card properly.
No.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Times have changed, you reckon, Sarah?
I reckon, yeah. I think times have changed. You know, go for it. If you really want that man to be in your life, go for it.
Yeah.
Just tell him. And I think most women is mostly, you know, it's fear of rejection. And then she's probably thinking, well, if he says no, it's not going to work, the relationship.
But I think in most cases, right? I'm worried about this email and this girl, because I think in most cases, and I'm sure Shay and Kira, they probably spoke about getting married beforehand, and you know, I'm sure Shay showed some interest, although the Xbox is quite important.
I used to say marriage is a thing of the past, like.
Oh jeez. But that wasn't a great interest to be showing, Shay.
Look, if you have a mortgage with somebody and you have a house and you have kids and all, like, you know what I mean, you're as good as married. It's only a tax rebate, that's all it is.
No, Shay. It's a commitment, no. Shay. It's a symbol of love. It's a commitment to a person. You know, it's honour.
That was £250,000 of a mortgage.
I know, you made a commitment to the bank as well. I'm well aware of that. But it is a symbol of unity and commitment. And I think it's really important. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm divorced. Right. But in saying that, I still value marriage. I do believe that marriage is important. You know.
But I don't know, you're older now. Like, I wasn't too, like, I'm not saying, like, I didn't want to get married. Like, we spoke about it. And I got married last year, but, like, he was the one that was more talking about the marriage thing.
Than you.
And I was supposed to get married 3 or 4 times before I actually got married.
Right, okay.
You know, so when I did get married, it was like, yeah, right, now it's done, like.
Are you glad you were? Did you feel different after you were married?
For probably a week or something.
Oh, right, okay.
But
did you change your name, by the way?
My name is my name. That'll never change.
No, but you changed your second name. Did you take his second name?
I do and I don't. You know, it depends on the day.
Ah, right, okay.
You know,
depends on the day.
I am an Alan. Like,
you don't have to tell me your second name, but that's fine.
No, but what I'm saying is, he is what he is, and I am what I am. But I do, I sort of use my name and then his name.
I mean, did you change your name and your driver's license and your passport and all those kind of things?
There's not a hope that's no.
No, you're not going to.
It doesn't feel me. I'm not even going to get into that. This topic is about asking a woman.
Okay, am I going to get you in trouble now or something? Am I going to get you in trouble or something?
Yeah. No, geez, we could ask him any questions you want.
Okay, well, yeah, but you would have never asked him to marry you.
No.
No.
If I wanted to marry him, I would have asked him.
To ask
I
you.
Don't mean that in a bad way.
No, I know what you mean. No, but you would have hinted.
Where I'm coming from is, right, like, you meet somebody, right, and you're on this big honeymoon period, and you do talk about marriage, and you do talk about family, having a family, or, you know, what it'd be like, or it does come up, like, because if it doesn't...
Yeah, but I'm worried about just finding, because I have to go into a break now, but I'm worried this girl has asked, she's with him 6 years, she's thrown numerous hints at him, and he hasn't got the hint. So I'm concerned that this is not a good relationship for her.
Well, I don't know. Listen, Niall, I know a very, very good friend of mine that was with somebody for 17 years. They were living together and they had everything they wanted. And they got married and everything that he had, he ended up getting divorced. And he did a DIY divorce. So, like, there was an awful lot of, there was property, there was an awful lot of stuff involved.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And, yeah. And that totally ruined their relationship.
What, marriage?
Because they got married.
I don't think getting married would have ruined the relationship. I think there was probably more to it than that, maybe. There was other things going on. Anyway, Sarah, Shay, thank you very much indeed. I have to wrap it up.
Real people. Real opinions. Real Talk Radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show.